A federal advisory panel meeting today in Atlanta has recommended vaccinating more than 500,000 hospital workers against smallpox. President Bush is considering a proposal to vaccinate 10 million Americans in advance of a smallpox attack. But as NPR's Richard Knox reports, many public health experts worry about the risk to bystanders, people who don't get the vaccine.
Dr. John Neff is part of the team that helped wipe smallpox from the face of the earth back in the 1970s. The University of Washington professor is distressed that he has to revisit issues he thought were buried a long time ago.
It's hard for me to shift balance and say, all right, now what do you do about the possibility of a disease coming back that you thought had been eradicated? You have all kinds of emotions that are difficult to deal with. You know, somewhat anger, why are we in this situation? Why couldn't we have completely destroyed the smallpox virus a couple of decades ago so we wouldn't be in this situation?
The virus was not destroyed. Instead, it was kept in American and Russian freezers and used in Soviet germ warfare research. Now, many fear it could have fallen into the hands of those who would do America harm. That's what led to current proposals to prepare for a smallpox attack. And that's what led Neff to pull together all the data on a crucial question. What's the likelihood of the vaccine itself accidentally infecting people? So he went back to records from 1947, when New York City learned how dangerous that can be. There was a natural smallpox outbreak going on in the city. To head off an epidemic, New York vaccinated more than 6 million people. Several dozen New Yorkers got runaway infections of the vaccine virus from family members, friends, and medical workers who had been vaccinated.
So the vast majority were from close contact. But there were two deaths in that process, and they both had had a contact, so they had not been directly vaccinated.
In this week's Journal of the American Medical Association, Neff and his colleagues lay out the experience of the 40s, 50s, and 60s when smallpox vaccination was routine. They say the risk to bystanders is not large, 6 to 8 serious infections for every 100,000 people vaccinated. But if millions get vaccinated, hundreds or even thousands of bystanders would be expected to get sick. Some would die.
Well, what really concerns me about this whole event is the speed with which our country seems to be going in the direction of immunizing a lot of people. And there's just so much we don't know.
Millions of Americans have low immunity because of HIV, organ transplants, and drugs for cancer and other diseases. And today, millions more people have eczema, a skin condition which puts them at higher risk.
Right now, I think as we start vaccinating, I'm more worried that we will go overboard in the use of the smallpox vaccine and inadvertently immunize people that really shouldn't be immunized and don't want to be immunized.
But there's a sharp disagreement in the public health community. Dr. Don Millar worked alongside Neff to eradicate smallpox. He takes a very different view of the risks now.
I don't trivialize at all the findings of Neff and his colleagues. I think they're important. On the other hand, I think it's very easy, once you start talking about risks, to go down the road of no vaccination and then end up at risk from smallpox.
Millar takes a libertarian line about smallpox vaccination.
I just think and have felt from the beginning it was inappropriate for the government to say, we own all the vaccine, you can't have any. This is the one thing that'll protect you against smallpox, but you can't have it.
So he thinks any American who wants to be vaccinated, who understands the personal risks, and who agrees to take precautions against infecting others should get vaccine. He says all this worry about the risks to bystanders is overstated.
I'm very familiar with how easy it is to talk yourself out of any preventive measure. Somebody's got to stand for prevention.
In June, the Federal Advisory Panel on Immunization took Neff's cautious approach. But judging from today's recommendation to vaccinate hundreds of thousands of healthcare workers, it's now leaning Millar's way. Richard Knox, NPR News.